now 8:09. Adam is back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Well, having sat comfortably around and in some cases well below the desired 2% rate for more than a year, inflation here has jumped in recent months. Data from the Central Statistics Office yesterday showed prices rose by 2.9% in the year to October, compared to 2.7% in the year to September, and a rate of 0.7% in October of last year. So what's happening with inflation, and is this a blip or a new upward trend? Kevin Timoney is Chief Economist with Davy. He joins us on the line now. Kevin, I suppose the overall rate has picked up, but crucially, it's been driven by some very day-to-day items like food, clothing and energy.
Good morning, Adam. Yeah, there's obviously been some fluctuations in prices this year in a lot of the categories. So whereas towards the end of last year, you're starting to see energy prices declining. This year, it's kind of going slightly the opposite direction. And then you get the kind of negative base effect, I suppose, feeding through into a higher inflation rate. Overall, for the year, as you say, it has been a lower rate of inflation story this year. And looking through some of the categories in yesterday's release, there were some unusual kind of 1 month changes that were very big. So education prices, for example, rose by close to 9% on the month. Things like that were kind of contributing to a much less favorable looking headline number, but still in the context of many other countries, including the UK, I think Ireland's inflation picture remains fairly well in check.
We have seen food inflation remain relatively high, despite the fact that the overall rate has been coming down, at least compared to where it was in 2022 and 2023. Do we know what the factors are behind that? And more recently, are there issues like, you know, trade and tariffs and so on, or are these more domestic factors that might be driving this?
Yeah, I think when it comes to food inflation, there can be an awful lot of different factors feeding into it. I think trade has been disrupted this year in general through tariffs. That's certainly the case. In terms of how Ireland experiences food prices, in many cases, of course, what we import, you know, what we consume food wise, we are importing. So we are subject to things like, you know, such as coffee prices, other commodity prices as well. And many of these can tend to fluctuate when energy prices fluctuate too, because, the two can be very closely related. That's often why food prices and energy prices are excluded from inflation when people look at, say, core inflation, for example.
Just on that, that's obviously the metric that the ECB uses, and Ireland is a small equation of its, or a small part of its equation. What is the prospect, though, in terms of ECB rate cuts? Have we seen the last of them now, or is there potential for more down the line?
Yeah, it's a good question, Adam. I think my own view on this would have been that more rate cuts were likely, but that has not proven to be true so far this year. You know, ECB speakers, especially the President Lagarde and our own Professor Philip Lane, they've been really noting that they are happy with where inflation is. They think they're in a good place, is their language on it. Mm-hmm. You look at what financial markets are pricing in terms of the next year, they don't expect any rate cut to come. Now, that said, I think there could be still some downward pressure on prices in the euro area over the course of the coming year, especially through the goods prices channel. That's just to do with, as trade diversion feeds through, I think you could start to see some negative pressure on goods prices. And I'm sure the European Central Bank will be watching that closely as well.
Very, very briefly, and there is a link between prices and what's going on in construction. We did have the government's new housing plan yesterday. Was there anything new in there that you think could make a difference?
Yeah, if I focused on one thing in it, Adam, it was I was really encouraged to see the strategy in terms of the Land Development Agency. So this idea that the Land Development Agency might become regionally a very significant activator of the construction sector. Some of the smaller, medium enterprise builders that have, you know, been noted as having underutilized capacity, mm-hmm. I see scope for the LDA to really ramp that up. So, you know, we're really excited to see what some of the measures could bring about, and I think, you know, that's one area I'd be watching closely.
Kevin Timoney, Chief Economist with Davy, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.